We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals.
Grace and
joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Mother's viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on VOTV.
In Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Real, Las Antele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the acacia tree helps restore fertility to African land. In health news, the chief minister of an Indian state advocates for a total tobacco ban in the country. In veg news, Loving Hut in Hong Kong serves many happy customers. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 5th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Latvia, His Excellency Dr. Valdis Dombrovskis. Born in Riga, Latvia, in 1971, Prime Minister Dombrovskis has advocated global efforts to reduce climate change. The government has also emphasized Latvia taking eco steps, such as switching to sustainable energy sources and improving pollution reduction technologies. Committed to direct communication with fellow citizens, Prime Minister Dombrovskis encourages feedback through his blog. Our appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Valdis Dombrovskis, for your dedication to Latvia and the planet. We respectfully wish you a wonderful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from China. In mid-June, Hubei province suffered damaging rainstorms and floods having just emerged from a first round for the summer. These claimed at least 20 lives and injured over 100 others. Daoqiao town in Xian'an district of Xianning city was one of the most affected areas, where over 6,000 residents were displaced as nearly 500 homes either collapsed or were damaged, with more than 1,300 hectares of rice fields that were also affected. Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated over $7,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she asked that our local association members please go to the disaster areas to help the victims. This amount could acquire approximately $46,000 in emergency items purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in China.
Regarding disaster relief in Hubei province, most beloved master, with master's love we went to Daoqiao town, Xian'an district of Xining city in Hubei province, where we found that four villages were affected by floods. Through local government officials, we learned that although they had quickly carried out relief operations, the victims were in need of bedclothes to protect from the low temperatures at night. Because there were not enough in stores, a local government official helped us coordinate with a cotton supplier who made the needed items overnight and also donated some quilts for the victims. We then worked with the local government to distribute the bedclothes to the victims, who joyfully expressed their appreciation for Master's love, saying that they could finally have a nice sleep at night. After the relief work, we delivered Master's informative book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, to the local government staff. We are grateful to God for giving us this opportunity to develop our loving hearts and pray that by reading Master's book, people will understand that we can be the protectors of our planet. Thank you, Master. With all our love, China Relief Team.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our viewers, as well as to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We are thankful, Chinese government officials and local personnel, for your kind-hearted assistance. Our gratitude also for Supreme Master Qinghai's comforting aid to the disaster-stricken, and for the efforts of our association's relief team, wishing the affected residents a smooth recovery of regular daily lives as we pray that humanity's gentler care restores the balance of our earth.
Earthquakes rocked Tibet and Indonesia. Early on Tuesday, August 2nd, a 5.1 magnitude tremor struck in the westernmost and sparsely populated Nima County of Naktou Prefecture. Also on Tuesday, Indonesia was shaken by a 5.4 magnitude quake that hit beneath the Banda Sea, 189 kilometers northwest of Samlaki in Maluku Province. The nation was then jolted by a 5.5 magnitude quake on Wednesday, 33 kilometers northeast of Malangwane off North Sulawesi, followed by one of magnitude 5.2 off the coast of western Sumatra and 252 kilometers west of Bengkulu. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for either of the events. Thank heaven for the safeguarding of those in the quake-stricken regions. We pray for the soon stabilizing of the ecosphere through our kinder care for all fellow inhabitants in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Words of a Piglet. The day I met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising, oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. Lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befallen tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat to a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please come protect me, quickly. Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. Ah! The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet will be so tasty. Tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life. My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, mommy, mom, mom!
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 537. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai. Citizens speak up. People wishing to ensure more human rights and democratic principles for themselves and others continue to gather in solidarity in countries like Argentina, Bahrain, Libya, Palestine, Pakistan, Syria, and Yemen.
Palestine, Xinhua News Agency reported that dozens in Gaza on Wednesday, August 3rd, marched to protest the lack of medication for patients with a potentially life-threatening blood condition known as thalassemia, as they called on international organizations to demand that Israel allow the medicine through border crossings.
Pakistan. The Beaconsfield Gallery in London, UK has opened a photo exhibition by Pakistani journalist Noor Behram, which is hoping to raise public awareness through sometimes graphic destruction endured by innocent men, women, and children living in 60 North Waziristan sites attacked by U.S. unmanned drone strikes in recent years.
Bahrain. Following a raid of the local Doctors Without Borders clinic by Bahraini police, who also detained volunteer staffer Saeed Mahdi, the France-based medical organization issued a statement Wednesday objecting to the attack, in response to Bahraini officials saying that the clinic had been investigated because of operating without permission from authorities. Doctors Without Borders stated that its personnel has been treating patients openly since February, with full disclosure to the government, as it also demanded the immediate release of Mr. Mahdi. Meanwhile, Amnesty International on Wednesday reported that two Bahraini women have gone on a hunger strike to protest their detention and prison conditions. Ms. Rula Al-Safar, head of the Bahrain Nursing Society, and Ms. Jalila Al-Salman, vice president of the Bahrain Teachers Association, have been imprisoned for several months and also allegedly tortured for their involvement in protests.
Argentina. Thousands of people rallied Wednesday in front of the National Congress in Buenos Aires to call for urgent housing reform and to demand justice after four people were killed and another 60 injured during the violent eviction of 700 families occupying land owned by a sugar mill corporation in Jujuy.
Syria. On Thursday, residents reported that at least 45 citizens in Hama were killed, and Syrian security forces with tanks once again occupied the city's main square and cut off communications. Activists also stated that government troops killed at least six people in Damascus, Nawa, and the ancient city of Palmyra Wednesday night after Ramadan prayers. This escalated crackdown follows days of heavy attacks that activists say have left some 150 people dead since Sunday.
With deep sympathies for the perished and those injured or enduring hardship due to the conflicts, we pray that the strife in every nation may subside and that all people choose lives of dignified freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Stop war, huh? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business. And the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife. And the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, many things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history and we should never start the war in any case.
Thương mến bình yên. Đừng đi anh, bỏ cha hiền con thao. Thù hận đâu chỉ là những mưu đồ. Tan nát giang sơn để dẫm ngài ven vào. Còn nơi này diều thanh thản vi hù. Dừng bước lại anh ơi, dừng bước lại. Đi về đâu nẻo quỷ rẻo ma trù. Chiến sĩ hề nát thân ngoài tha địa, hồn lạc loài trong gió bụi âm. Dừng chân lại anh ơi, dừng chân lại. Cầm tay em đây người vợ thương chồng. Thương gia tộc, thương cơ đồ, thương thế giới. Sao nỡ đành gieo tang tóc lầm than. Dừng tay lại anh ơi, dừng tay lại. Đừng vung gươm thề sắc màu lên đời. Hãy nhìn lại những kẻ thù vạn đại. Phải chăng anh cũng là những con người? Kêu than gì oan nghiệp chiến trường xưa. Hoặc ta chết hay là người sẽ chết. Đời tương lai vụt tắt giữa xuân thì. Bao nhiêu tình thương gia đình bé bạn theo tim thù và máu hận loang đi. Một kiếp người đầy nhiệt tình mạch sống, mộng ước thanh niên lập bể ba trời. Ôi một giây phí theo dòng máu nóng. Gió xa trường lành lạnh bụi vàng rơi. lại với em, ta tôn sùng sự sống bên xóm làng và quyến thuộc mẹ cha. Hiền lúa ngoan khoai, sông tình biển mộng, con đê dài mượn mượt những đồng hoa. Bao thư hùng, bao cổ kiếm hạo hán, cứu muôn loài khỏi máu đổ đầu rơi. Xây hòa bình ấm nó và thịnh vượng, thấy đạo binh bằng chân lý diệu vời. Tạo sát nghiệp sẽ luân hoàn sát nghiệp, vui sao đành gây tử biệt sinh ly. Chỉ có tình thương bao la miên viện làm cho ta vĩ đại giữa muôn loài.
Be here now. Life lost to antibiotic-resistant infection from contaminated meat. On Wednesday, August 3rd, a major U.S. meat processor announced a recall of ground turkey totaling £36 million, one of the largest such recalls in history. The action came after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention linked the meat from one of the processor's plants to illnesses that began in March and have spread across 26 states. The meat contamination is being caused by an antibiotic-resistant strain of Salmonella bacteria, with at least 76 people who have fallen ill and one fatality thus far.
Also on Wednesday, French scientists announced the discovery of a separate superbug strain of Salmonella called S. Kentucky that is also highly resistant to antibiotics. The researchers stated that this strain appears to have spread from Africa to Europe since 2002, with evidence that it may have already reached the United States and Canada through imports, with poultry meat being the main carrier.
We are saddened by the loss of life and suffering due to illness from this harmful meat contamination. Our prayers that such dangerous diseases may subside as we choose the healthier, more humane and save a plant-based diet.
Recalled fish, meat, eggs, dairy products, etc. Always too late? Think about it before you buy. Do not gamble with your life and loved ones. Be safe. Be vegan.
Save our planet. Researchers in a July 2011 study find significantly reduced populations of monarch butterflies across the U.S. Midwest as milkweeds, where the butterflies lay eggs for their young, are being eliminated by herbicides, as well as genetically modified corn and soybeans, leaving the butterflies flying over 100 million acres of farmland in search of the milkweed plants.
Save our planet. After its numbers dwindle to near extinction following a fungal blight, the iconic American chestnut tree may once again flourish, thanks to scientists in Virginia, USA. USA, will report progress as of July 2011 in their efforts to save the tree through selective cross-pollination with its disease-resistant Chinese counterparts.
Hi, I'm Herman the Horse, and I eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. I have a tip to share for gardeners. Drip irrigation is a method that's been used since ancient times, with water slowly coming out and seeping to the roots. You can make your own system by drilling or cutting holes along the length of an old garden hose. Then strategically lay it along your plants. It's a good way to save water. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In ecology news, the acacia tree helps restore fertility to African land. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO project, has sponsored the planting of seedlings of a tree in six countries of the Sahel. This is a region between the Sahara Desert and the southern part of the African continent that is increasingly vulnerable to desertification. The acacia tree provides many benefits, including putting nitrogen back into the soil, making it productive, and also supplying shade for other crops. Based on the success so far, the FAO is seeking to broaden the initiative. Our heartfelt appreciation, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, for this fantastic endeavor. May the magnificent continent of Africa once again flourish in verdant greenery and abundance.
In health news, the Chief Minister of an Indian state advocates for a total tobacco ban in the country. Chief Minister of Kerala, His Excellency Oman Chandy, has sent a letter to His Excellency Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, urging that legislation be put into effect to prohibit all tobacco products in the nation. Chief Minister Chandy further stated that secondhand smoke contains more than 60 established carcinogens. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, every year there are 800,000 people in the land who lose their lives due to tobacco. A standing ovation, Your Excellency Chief Minister Chandy, for speaking out for your fellow citizens. May the pure-hearted people of India enjoy pristine air and flourishing well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, a variety of delicious, affordable vegan food, as well as lunchbox meals, is served at a Loving Heart restaurant in Hong Kong. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more peaceful news on Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Herman the Horse, and I eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. I have a tip to share for gardeners. Drip irrigation is a method that's been used since ancient times, with water slowly coming out and seeping to the roots. You can make your own system by drilling or cutting holes along the length of an old garden hose. Then strategically lay it along your plants. It's a good way to save water. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In ecology news, the acacia tree helps restore fertility to African land. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO project, has sponsored the planting of seedlings of a tree in 6 countries of the Sahel. This is a region between the Sahara Desert and the southern part of the African continent that is increasingly vulnerable to desertification. The acacia tree provides many benefits, including putting nitrogen back into the soil, making it productive, and also supplying shade for other crops. Based on the success so far, the FAO is seeking to broaden the initiative. Our heartfelt appreciation, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, for this fantastic endeavor. May the magnificent continent of Africa once again flourish in verdant greenery and abundance.
In health news, the chief minister of an Indian state advocates for a total tobacco ban in the country. Chief Minister of Kerala, His Excellency Oman Chandy, has sent a letter to His Excellency Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, urging that legislation be put into effect to prohibit all tobacco products in the nation. Chief Minister Chandy further stated that secondhand smoke contains more than 60 established carcinogens. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, every year there are 800,000 people in the land who lose their lives due to tobacco. A standing ovation, Your Excellency Chief Minister Chandy, for speaking out for your fellow citizens. May the pure-hearted people of India enjoy pristine air and flourishing well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, a variety of delicious, affordable vegan food, as well as lunchbox meals, is served at a Loving Heart restaurant in Hong Kong. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more peaceful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, selfless news for an altruistic world. In Veg News, Loving Heart in Hong Kong serves many happy customers. Encouraged by Supreme Master Jinghai, the global family of Loving Hearts offers reasonably priced, healthy and scrumptious vegan foods to the increasing number of individuals choosing compassionate eating. Following a vibrant grand opening, Loving Heart Express Yung Long has been receiving warm response from the community. located in the heart of Yuen Long in northwest Hong Kong, where there is convenient transportation. It offers a variety of affordable and handy lunchbox meals, as well as free delivery service. Congratulations, Loving Heart Express Yuen Long, on your success. Our heartfelt gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring ideal of an earth filled with kindness and joy for all inhabitants. May each individual veganism for a planet of peace and gentleness.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Afrikaans, a language spoken in South Africa and Namibia, entitled Lost Watch.
Polisieman. Wat soek jy, meneer? Het jy iets verloor, man? Ja, ek het my horlosie verloor, polisieman. Waar het jy dit verloor, man? Op 10de straat, polisieman. Maar hierdie is 12de straat, man. Ek weet, maar toe ek het laat val het, was ek nog steeds aan die hardloop.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
من برای تشرف اقدام کردم و مشتاقم که هرچه زودتر روشن زمیری را تجربه کنم. خداوند به استاد سلامتی و طول عمر عنایت بفرماید. دوستارتان بهروز از ایران.
Spiritual Barus, thank you for your sincere note. Our representative will be in touch and inform you about details of initiation by Supreme Master Ching Hai into the Inner Light and Sound Meditation Method. May Allah's infinite grace be with you and all the noble souls of Iran. A special reply for you from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Master sends her greeting and welcome home.
Do you have a heartland today? We very much appreciate your heartland and stories from your area. So please send them to heartland@suprememasterotv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememasterotv.com/heartland. Thank you for spending time with us on Root War Opinions.
May divine light evermore bless you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
India's new Foreign Secretary, Ranjan Matai, announces a pledge to work with Pakistan to restore trust and confidence between the two countries.
To foster greater mutual understanding, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan hosts an iftar, or fast-breaking meal, in honor of the holy month of Ramadan for representatives of 48 countries from the Islamic Diplomatic Corps in Japan.
In a region known as the Darkest Galaxy, scientists in Hawaii, USA, using the 10-meter Keck 2 telescope, discover Segway 1, an enormous cloud of dark matter populated with a treasure trove of 1,000 ancient small and dim stars located just outside the Milky Way.
Ukraine's Environment Minister Mykola Slavchevsky states that some 80 bears which have been kept in the country's restaurants for entertainment and even forced to drink alcohol are being freed from this unacceptable treatment into a wildlife sanctuary area specially built for them. For his endeavors to restore dignity to the lives of the bears, Supreme Master Ching Hai's honoring Environment Minister Slavchevsky with the Shining World Hero Award.
American author Barbara Kingsolver is honored with the U.S.-based Dayton Literary Peace Prize Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of her use of the power of words to promote greater harmony and understanding.
Agence France-Presse reports that the South Sudan Liberation Army, which had been fighting for honest government and ethnic equality, agrees to pursue its goals peacefully as it accepts an amnesty offer from a new government and declares an unconditional ceasefire.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.